This We Love Telling podcast is a Mirror Digital production. Hello and welcome to this week's We Love Telly podcast, and we're going to be chatting to comic Sarah Millican. So let's get on with it, shall we? Joining us now for this We Love Telly podcast is Sarah Millican. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So I believe you've got a DVD coming out. Let's get all that out of the business straight away, yeah?
Okay.
And that's coming out on the 21st of November, isn't it?
21st of November, absolutely, and I'm very excited.
Chatterbox Live, so everybody go out and buy it. Stop what you're doing and go and buy it now. So, Sarah, what's your first memory of watching the telly?
My first memory is probably watching Shaken Stevens on Top of the Pops, mm-hmm. and assuming because he was looking in my direction that he had seen me. I was only about 5 or 6. It wasn't like 2 years ago. It's not been on the telly for a while, to be fair. So that's probably why it wasn't 2 years ago. But I had no idea of cameras and of television and how it actually worked, understandably, because I was only a small child. But I really thought that he'd seen me, so I used to dance in front of the telly so that he could see me dancing at his songs.
You were paying tribute to Shaken Stevens by dancing for him. That's lovely.
Exactly, and I hope he's grateful.
Have you ever met Shaky?
He exists. No, I haven't.
Have you ever come into? You've never met him, so you never had the opportunity to tell him that special
story. But maybe you listen to this.
So, has telly ever anything you've seen as a kid or anything like that, has it ever inspired anything in your routines or anything like that? I mean, I've saw some criticism that compared you to a Mrs. Merton kind of character before.
Yeah, I think it's odd because Mrs. Merton is clearly a character and this is just who I am. It's a bit weird when somebody says, you know, that old lady character who's a bit rude, she's a bit like you, and you're like, oh, but that was a character and that this is actually me. Because that's just, when I started doing stand-up, it was just sort of how I am. It's, you know, I didn't try and be anything else. But certainly things have inspired me sort of comedically. Like, for years I watched Victoria Wood and absolutely loved her. I never for 1 second thought that I would ever do stand-up because I wanted to be a vet. But then turns out I don't have a very strong stomach. So that had to go by the wayside. But always had been inspired by strong, funny women on the telly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Victoria Wood especially, yeah. So you've done a stint on Loose Women. Yes. Obviously. Were they as loose as you'd like them to be?
They're loose-lipped, which is the point. I think, oh, they're loose. I'm not prepared to comment, to be honest. I loved my stint at Loose Women. It was great fun, and it was so fun just to do something regularly, because I don't do anything regularly like that, where you go in and you see all the same people and everybody, you know, asks how you are and all that sort of thing. And it's lovely just to have a regular sort of workplace. Mm-hmm. And also just nice to work with a lot of women, because, again, I don't do that an awful lot either, you know. We get spread out a little bit more, but it was so lovely just to walk in a room and there'd be, you know, loads of women and you know, to get to work with them regularly was very fun indeed.
And is that what working on telly gives you, because you're a regular appearer on panel shows, obviously. Is it that stable workplace, is that what you enjoy most about working on the telly?
Well, I mean, I enjoy just being surrounded by funny people. It's great if your workplace is just sitting beside hilarious people and just, you know, laughing and being able to make them laugh as well. That's probably the most fun part. But certainly doing something regular gives you that sort of, you know, that water cooler thing that people have where they all get together the next day and talk about what they watched on the telly or what's mm-hmm. been going on with them. And that sort of regular contact with the same people is very welcome.
Now, lots of telly is made in that there London. Do you ever feel pigeonholed as a northern comic at all?
No, not at all. I don't think anybody really cares, particularly where you're from. I mean, I don't get. I go where the work is, and if the work is in London, I mean, a lot of it's moving to Manchester, which is great because that's where I live. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy about that because I get to roll out of bed and roll into studio. But I don't mind going where the work is. I understand why the work is in London, and I'm quite happy to go there. But I don't have any intention of moving to London because I just don't think it's necessary. Because I work all over the country, especially when you're on tour, you work everywhere. It doesn't really matter where you're based. So you might as well be based somewhere, you know, that you've got, you know, a good sort of friendship base and also not too far from family, but, you know, far enough that they can't pop in.
and taking that, does it irritate you at all that you're described as a woman, you are a woman, a comic, and B, a Geordie, when of course you're a sand dancer, aren't you? So
Yeah, but I think people, you know, it's like you just called me a northerner, and that's even broader than a Geordie, isn't it? So you've just been guilty of something that you're accusing other people of. But I think I don't mind being described as a woman because I am a woman. I just don't like it when people are negative about women in comedy. That's the thing that I've got a problem with. But if somebody identifies me as a woman, it's just nice, because when I was a bairn, I had a bit of a bald haircut and I used to get called son on the bus. So to be honest, to be described as a woman is a step up.
Okay. Well, you're a self-confessed cake addict, I've read. Did you have to go to, like, bakery rehab for that or something, or what?
No, I'm not really an addict. I wrote, like, three jokes about cakes once, and they're the ones that people always cling on to, and it's fine, because everybody has to have an angle, and it's much better to have an angle like that than to have a negative angle. But, yeah, I do. Point me somebody who doesn't like cakes and puddings, and well, I'll point you to a liar or a very lonely person.
No, I'm with you, but just the aspect of addict, it's not like you're, you know, trawling the streets for sponges
or anything like that. No, I don't ingest them in that. No, and I'm not like stealing out of my mum's purse in order to fund me coke habit. It's not the same as drugs, having a cake addiction at all. No, and I don't have to, you know, prostitute myself just to get a fix. Luckily, they're readily available, and they're not that expensive. So, you know, and sometimes people bring me them, which is even better.
Oh, that's
because they're free and homemade often, which is awesome.
What kind of cakes have they brought you before?
All sorts of things. When I do tour shows, sometimes I go out and there's a pile of presents on the stage. And me and my tour manager had this like, oh, maybe we shouldn't eat them because, you know, we don't know what people have done to them, and, or, you know, if they've done anything like that. And then we just realised that my fans are really lovely and don't really do anything like that. So then we just stuff our faces in the car on the way home.
I was going to say, what they possibly do to you? I mean, but
Well, you've just heard other people have had experiences where they've been given space cakes and just been told that they're cakes.
Oh, really?
So you just make sure you don't eat them in the interval, because that's when you get awfully giggly in the second half.
Okay, well, I'm very glad to know that you've got the cake addiction under control, and Greggs can feel safe. That's
yes,
the main thing.
I should have shares.
Thank you very much for joining us, Sarah Millican.
No problem. Thank you very much.